playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top. Here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ball is what we all from. Bounce. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm repping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, he say. I keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, he say. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain to come. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fucking with my money, yo, you don't want to hear it, bro. I understand that work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been spitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fucking with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, hats like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sack. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no crave in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaws to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Woo. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ball is what we all grow. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Yeah, y'all, this your girl, Kicker. You're tuning to the Radio's VOE for the Pages of the Airways. And we're going to get it on the popping as we always do. DJ Jirock with your girl in there. Let's get this show started. And let's see what you want to talk about tonight. See what's going on in the news. So we could talk. Kenjia Brown Jackson. She's had her hearing for she can become the Supreme Court justice. Why is Ted Cruz dumbass? Want to talk about a book, a kid's book that's teaching kids about racism at the hearing that has nothing to do with her. And she politely said to Ted Cruz, I never read the book. I don't talk about the book. This book has nothing to do with what I do at work. She's already a judge, but we're trying to make her the Supreme Court judge. And he's asking about critical race theory, talking about critical race theory. that has nothing to do with her position she's vying for. If I could find that video, I'm going to find that video and play what he said, and then you're going to hear her response. He's dumb. Know why he even a damn senator. And I think he's a senator for the state of Texas at that. So we're going to talk about Ms. Jackson, Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson. It says, takeaways, joy, tears, culture wars dominate Jackson's hearing. Okay, it says, this is coming from AP News. It says, it's not just Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson who is being scrutinized. Senators are also being watched at this milestone moment in history, considering the first black woman for the high court. Some citizens have been overcome with joy, as Cory Booker of New Jersey described the swell of emotion he felt over the potential to confirm a judge who would help the court look more like America. Others, led by Senator Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, quizzed the federal judge about her views on issues of race and crime, amplifying election year grievances and a backlash over changing culture. Jackson enjoyed a third day at the State Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, a tense 10-plus session provided a portrait of nation's promise, but also is enduring racial challenges. It says, at one point, Jackson listened, tears rolling down her cheek as Booker spoke of all that brought her to this. You're here. Here are some takeaways from day three of the week-long confirmation hearings in defense of public defenders. Jackson is the first federal public defender to be nominated to the Supreme Court in her efforts representing those accused of crimes. Alongside her work as a federal judge have provided a lengthy record of difficult cases for senators to review. Republicans have particularly focused on the emotional and acute debates over the judge sentences for child pornography offenders to portray her as soft on crime. Critics say she brings too much empathy to the law. Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, Jackson explained prior to the court's 1963 ruling in Gideon versus Wainwright, people who were accused of crimes but couldn't afford lawyers were not guaranteed the right to legal representation. Everybody who is accused of criminal behavior now has the right to an attorney, she said, and that's very important. Jackson record is being scrutinized much to the work of the first black nominee to the court of the story civil rights attorney was polled a half a century ago. Democrats argued Jackson, who describes her own family's work in public service as police officers, is backed by the Fraternal Order of Police, the large law enforcement organization. Judges can't make law. Jackson has presented herself a judge who relies on method, not judicial philosophy, to remain neutral as she works to stay in my lane as a judge rather than a policymaker. Expanding on that view, Wednesday reminding senators that the Constitution gives Congress the power to make laws and the power to interpret them. Judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policymakers, she said, senators. Republicans have tried to portray Jackson as a potentially activist justice, judge who has shown empathy for defendants in cases that they argue was far too poor a position on High Court, which is now titled 6th Street, now tilted 6th Street toward conservatives. Senator Tom Tillis said, "It seems as though you're a very kind person and that there's at least a level of empathy that enters into your treatment of a defendant that some could view as maybe beyond what some of us would be comfortable with." And in nod to her views, Jackson disclosed that if confirmed, she would recuse herself from hearing an affirmative action case at Harvard University, her alma mater, where she now serves on Harvard's board for 6 years. That's my plan, she told senators, leaving the record. Senators on the Republican side are repeatedly returning to issues of race and crime, focusing on the child pornography cases that the judge herself has said are among the most difficult of her career, some that still give her nightmares. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, picked up the argument anew, arguing that Jackson, as a judge, should have imposed tougher standards on child porn defenders rather than upon other defendants, despite fact-checkers and other experts who have said the terms Jackson handed down are within norms of federal guidelines. But put their ass in jail, Graham said. Cruz, in one tense moment, demanded to know why Jackson handed down lighter sentences in a series of cases she had displayed on a chart. That the government prosecutors or guidelines recommended. The chairman, Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, gaveled, saying the senator's time has expired. "You can bring it as long as you want," Cruz said to the chairman. Jackson has had no single one sentence stand in for all she has handed down in nearly a decade on the bench, and that she is all of the case before her. "I've said what I'm going to say about these cases," she said. Senators on the Republican side have signed onto a letter demanding files of her cases, some confidential, insisting the panel probe deeper into Jackson's decision-making. Durbin dismissed the request as unprecedented, a fishing expedition he will not allow. Joy and bittersweet. Jackson is making history as the first black woman nominated for the court, which once upheld racial segregation in America and for 233 years has been filled mainly with white men. Democrats have the potential with their slim majority in the 50-50 Senate to confirm Jackson as president, Joe Biden's choice to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, even if all Republicans line up opposed. Her nomination is on track for a vote by Easter. Late in the day, Booker marks a moment, saying he refused to let distractors take away. I'm sorry about that. I lost the article. I don't know how I lost what happened with losing the article. You know, the Republicans are making this thing a shit show. Especially Ted Cruz's dumbass. I'm sorry, but you know, when stuff like this piss me off, I always say curse words. When I'm pissed off, I always say curse words. I'm trying to get back to where I left off. Reviewing the record. Here we go. Jackson making history as the first black woman nominated for the court, which once held it. Okay, Democrats have the... Okay, I read that part. Okay, against Booker, Jackson's face. Okay, let's see. Later in the day, Booker mocked a moment, saying he refused to let the distractions take away the joy. You have sat with grit and grace, he told her, as opponents hit a new low, twisting her record. Jackson's face scrunched up as the senator talked about her family, her work, accomplishments, and as he spoke, she pulled out a tissue and wiped her eye. You, Booker, are a great American. If confirmed, Jackson will also become the sixth female justice in court history and the fourth among nine members of the current court. No, the whole Republican side at that damn kissed my, you know what? Can't believe they're doing this to this lady. She's more. All justices we have on the Supreme Court, she is the only one qualified. Matter of fact, she's overqualified. She went to Harvard for college. Went to Harvard Law School. Most of the justices on the bench never went to law school because they don't have to be a lawyer in order to be a judge. So the next story I want to share with y'all, and this is a good one, says Hampton offering tuition room board for African students fleeing Ukraine. Feel-good story. I like doing feel-good stories. Need to do more of those than these stories that piss me off. It says, I think this partnership is something that can be beneficial to a great number of students and families, say Hampton President Dr. William R. Harvey. Hampton University will extend a humanitarian call of support to between... Okay. I'm trying to get back to the article. I'm popped up. Okay. Between 1,500 students fleeing Ukraine amid a battle against the Russian invasion, had the president, Dr. William R. Harvey, announced 1 week ago. Okay. The collective Hampton University faculty, staff, and students are heartbroken because the war torn country of Ukraine must attract like the bar of maternity wards, hospitals, and other civilian areas. He said in the college's March 16th statement, I think this partnership is something that can be beneficial to a great number of students and families. My entire career, Harvey shared, has been focused on helping people to achieve and meet their goals. The effort echoes a similar one by the university in 2019 when Harvey reached out to Dr. Ronnie Smith, president of the University of the Bahamas, who has served as vice president of administrative services at Hampton, and offered a similar agreement to students from the University of the Bahamas at its north campus was obliterated by Hurricane Dorian. Students from the Ukraine and its international attendees who can travel to the U.S. and take advantage of the opportunity with room, board, and tuition for the summer 2022 session and will have the option to stay at Hampton University at the regular tuition and fee rates in the fall. As previously reported, Ukraine was considered a top destination for medical and engineering students. The nation hosted more than 4,000 students from Nigeria alone and up to 80,000 other international students. The ongoing Russian-Ukraine crisis has forced thousands to flee the besieged nation for neighboring countries, including Poland, Romania, and Hungary. students continue to face uncertainty as basic needs like housing must be met. Additionally, it is nearly impossible for students to secure copies of their transcripts from their previous schools. There are groups of volunteers, including many members of the African diaspora, helping them to find accommodation. Special stakeholder at the United Nations Human Rights Expert, I'm saying her last name, Ikiudoko, told OK Africa their dormitories and many local governments have been very well. Founded in 1868, Hampton University offers 90 programs of study and is home to 60 research centers, including the Hampton Proton Therapy Institute, which provides precise and effective treatment for many cancers. So I think any schools that are doing this, the students out there, the African students out there, in Ukraine to finish their education. Because it sucks. You understand what I'm saying? It sucks to be in a war-torn country and you only there because of your education. And finish education. That's what sucks. That's what really sucks. But I thank Hampton for doing that. We should jump on board. Okay. Here's another feel-good story. It says their host partners will work to launch first franchise model in Vegas. Here we go. Good story. It says, a beautiful thing to spring into something new, and when it has the right partnership, it's even better. Henry and Hate Johnson, owners of Le Host Hair and Wigs, have done just that. A year ago, they pitched their product to Walmart, and okay, this pop-up is in my way. Trying to get it out my way, and it's still in my daggone way. And don't want to close. There we go, finally. Sheesh. It says, over a year ago, they pitched their products to Walmart and now featured in over 300 stores in 25 states. This year, the couple's relationship with the world's largest retailer came full bloom when they hosted their beloved business as a full-fledged franchise inside Walmart Supercenters. The launching location in Las Vegas is set to open May 1st, and official grand opening and ribbon ceremony will follow. We know that we are in history in the beauty industries, collaborating with Walmart to service customers and meeting the beauty needs. Hate Johnson. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting this out of here. Okay. Johnson took a long last month when they packed everything they owned and moved from Detroit to Vegas. The Johnsons owned and operated from the host hair and wigs and Farndale, Michigan, in the suburbs of Detroit. 15 years, they have been in business together for over 5 years. This is known for servicing women who wear luxury wigs and those who wear natural and protective styles. And they host specializes in working with cancer patients affected by hair loss and those who suffer with alopecia by creating custom wigs. The results have been truly transformational from the inside out. Le Host will always be a relevant company because we are the touchable brand that educates how to use our hair care products that bring real solutions to real women. New stores, we can introduce all Le Host merchandise in our catalog as well as develop hair care products for customers. Hayes and Henry will serve in two distinctive complementary roles. He has been elected for 30 years and thoroughly understands the beauties of women. So he'll be very hands-on when it comes to overseeing and making sure customers get the absolute service at affordable prices. In addition, Hayes will meet other entrepreneurs interested in becoming franchisees, owning and operating their very own Le Holt inside a Walmart in their states. Okay. As COO, I will oversee the business operations, ensuring it runs efficiently and effectively with intent to scale by opening more stores and collaborating with franchisees, as well as overseeing the running of the day-to-day operations to ensure profitability and expansion, says Henry. The Johnsons are faith-filled visionaries and attribute glory to God in their endeavors and for the massive doors that have opened on their behalf. When you know who you are and your purpose, despite all the challenges, barriers, and difficulties you may have to go through to see the vision that God is giving you come to pass, it takes 100% dedication, resilience, determination, faith. Las Vegas is the first of many franchise locations to come. Next year in 2023, they anticipate opening another location in Texas, plus introducing products to the market. According to Hayes, as black small business owners, I was at the end of the article and then lost. But that's great. That is great that they are opening up franchises with Walmart. And this, what makes it so dope is they get to sell their own hair care products through Walmart, inside the Walmart stores as well as in the salon that they will have there. And then they're starting in Vegas. This time starting in Vegas, baby. Starting in Vegas. For me, I am from New York City. So I think I would have started in New York City. All the way, either way, all down the coast first. And then went west. I went all down the East Coast first and then went West Coast. I don't really want to get, because I know a lot of people live in states where the area they live in is bad, so they want to get that area. And I think them taking and moving to Vegas, you know, got them out of a bad area. You know what I'm saying? And this is because they do business with Walmart, this is a fresh start. For them, Vegas is a fresh start. Yep. But I'm no longer in City, even though I'm from there, but I would have started there first. I would have started from where I'm from first, and then I'll work my way all the way down the East Coast. Yep. I was starting in the East Coast, all down the East Coast. Then I went south, and then from the East Coast, I went south. For me, I'll go in areas I know where it's needed, one, and two, where I know I have family. where I know, especially where I know I have family in that area, so that my family could tell me how, could give me the scoop on how my franchisee is doing. Because you know, when you do a franchise business, you got these franchisees, they're not telling you how good. I mean, you can see by the numbers and stuff how they're doing, but I'm just saying, as far as customer service goes, you're not going to be able to see that. So by having family members go spy for you, because, you know what I'm saying, they can tell you how good customer service is or how shitty it is. You know what I'm saying? That is a good collab right there, because if it works, they won't be making as much as Walmart, but they'll get, I'd say, because people love wearing wigs, right? People love wearing wigs and, you know, stuff like that. And you're not going to find a lot of, salons that work with natural hair a lot. I mean, it's braiding it, yes, because a lot of these salons is all about making money by putting perms and stuff on people's hair. But people don't understand that perms, the perm could damage your hair. I got my locks, I got a perm in my hair, and my cousin tried to do my locks. First time I went because I still had the perm in my hair. So once the perm grows out of your hair, then you'll be able to do locks, and the locks will set. You can do locks, but they won't set because of the perm. And anybody who's got their own, like, hair care business, skin care business, whatever it is, if you get into Walmart, congrats to you. You get into Walmart, Target, congrats to you. That's not easy. And I see why people go on Shark Tank to get into these stores. But you have, don't get discouraged if Walmart turns you down or Target turns you down. Don't get discouraged. Because the thing is, when you have products, skincare products, skincare, hair care, they already have products yours. What makes you different than the rest, and why should Walmart be selling? You gotta convince them, because some people get discouraged when they hear that no. And it's not a no because you don't have a good product. It's because they sell a million products like yours already. So what makes yours different that they should sell your product? You gotta come in when you go to pitch your stuff. You gotta come in there ready. Because they might say something to you, and then you start thinking like, oh, I didn't even know about that part. So congrats to the couple, the Johnsons. Charmaine walking to Walmart without seeing the host. So it's a beauty salon, custom wearing shop. But when you go in Walmart, you'll see, I know Is that similar? I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think. Was it a salon that I saw? No, I don't think it was a salon. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think the Walmart where my niece lived in Spokane, Washington, liquor store. I was like, what? A liquor store? But I was like, a liquor store in Walmart? Now, if you're a person talking about owning a liquor store or whatever, if you can get your store inside of Walmart, shit, you good. Because I think you do have to have a license to sell liquor. But I think you don't need a license to sell beer and wine. You need it to sell the hard stuff. So you can't sell the hard stuff without a license. But what I'm saying is, if you can get a liquor store inside of Walmart, and it's not their own, like, it's not a Walmart owned, I mean, yes, they own the partnership with Walmart, but you know what I mean, that it's not under the trademark of Walmart. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you can do that, how dope that would be? Because, well, how dope that would be is because just think. It's like, oh, I got to pick some stuff up for my dinner party. Right? You say, I got to pick some stuff up for my dinner party. And you realize you need some alcohol. Not just wine, but you need some hard alcohol. Like, I'm in Walmart. I can get beer and wine from Walmart, but I can't get the hard stuff. And then when you notice at the liquor store in Walmart, you say, oh, okay, I can get the hard stuff. So not only is it you helping whoever owns the liquor store, you helping them out, but they have to pay a month. I'm sure they have to pay rent for the space that they're using inside Walmart. So I know, like, the Target where I'm at has a Starbucks. Has a Starbucks and a pizza right next to each other. So if you got a taste for coffee, a coffee from Starbucks, you want to taste some pizza, you go right to Pizza Hut. And that's the only food that's here. I like when it's franchising, because I think the franchise that I seen, I think, was Taco Bell, KFC. And there was Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins, the ice cream. And the reason why I say that's so dope is because let's say you're not cooking, right? And let's say your kids say, Mom, I have a taste, you know, what's for dinner? And they're like, oh, we're going to order out. And the kids say, well, we have a taste for Mexican. We get Taco Bell. And say yourself, I got a taste for chicken. You got Taco Bell, KFC, right? Together in one restaurant. You don't have to drive all the way to KFC, then got to drive to find a damn Taco Bell all in one. And I dope. And another reason why it's dope is because if you're a franchisee, you're a franchisee of two businesses you can put in one. That's if they allow it. That's only if they allow it. Because sometimes, you know, they might not allow it. But if they allow it, that's dope. Listen. You become a franchisee of Chick-fil-A, and then you become a franchisee that's saying, you know, not everybody eats chicken, wants chicken. So let's say, I've never seen, this is just my vision. It will be a Chick-fil-A on one side, and on the other side would be, yeah, we have to be a restaurant that doesn't sell chicken. Because when you think about it, right, like you could do Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, but then McDonald's sell chicken sandwiches too. You want to put two things together that one doesn't sell what the other already has. So, like White Castles have chicken wings. I don't think they have chicken sandwiches. But I would do Chick-fil-A White Castles. But see, White Castles, they have a distinct building. Their building looks like a castle. So I don't know if they would let you do that. I don't know if Chick-fil-A and the people at White Castle would let you do that. But if they say, okay, it'll be the first, Chick-fil-A and White Castles in the same place. To me, I'm not a big Chick-fil-A fan. Because, you know, when I order Chick-fil-A, I don't get it, the sandwiches. I get the salad only. I've had the sandwich. It's okay. You know, it's like people say, oh, this restaurant is the... You know how people tell you, like, a certain restaurant is the food from that restaurant is the bomb, and then you try and you're like, oh, it's okay. Nothing spectacular. For me, I will try it in it. But if I had to, like, rank, like, the fast food restaurants and, like, Chick-fil-A would not even be in my top five. If I had to rank fast food restaurants, Chick-fil-A wouldn't even be in my top five. Because it's not that their chicken sandwiches are bad. It's just that they don't do anything for me to be like, oh, I need to get some Chick-fil-A. No, it doesn't do anything for me to be like, I need to get me some Chick-fil-A. I'm going to order me some Chick-fil-A. No. For me, I think McDonald's is in my top. And it's not because of the burgers. McDonald's is in my top because of the fries. That's the only reason why, see, when McDonald's used to be reasonably, when everything used to be, like when you can get a value meal You can get a value meal for $5. Now, you can do a Big Mac value meal and get it for about $5. Now, a Big Mac value meal is costing you close to $10. Or it might be at $10 in price for a Big Mac value meal. Back in the day when they started, when McDonald's was doing value meals, if I was hungry, I would do the 2 cheeseburger value meal. And that used to be $3 and change for a cheeseburger. You get 2 cheeseburger, the fries, and the drink. And then you can supersize it for like a dollar and change more. And you get these big cups full of whatever your drink was. And you got your 2 burgers and your fries. And because it was $3, I was throwing some apple pies. But for me, McDonald's is in my top. Well, that's what I loved as a kid, but now I'm adult, not as much. But for me, McDonald's fries puts them in my top. And this is something that I do, eating McDonald's fries. I will get McDonald's soft serve and eat the McDonald's fries and the soft serve together. I know you may, some of y'all are probably listening like, ew, that's found there. Trust me. It's a salty sweet thing. It doesn't have to be McDonald's fries. It doesn't even have to be McDonald's fries. Just some good ice cream and some salty fries. Trust me, if you're a salty sweet person, you would like the combo. I remember one time we were ordering McDonald's, and it was like, oh, what do you want from McDonald's? I said, all I want is soft serve and some fries. That's it. It's like, just soft serve and fries? And when I got it, I was dipping the fries into the soft serve. You got to have some good salted fries. Because if you like, you've ate over salted fries, if you eat it with some ice cream, it will balance out that saltiness. It will balance it out. I remember, not everybody has a Crown or a Kennedy fried chicken in their area. So if you're from New York, you would know about Crown or Kennedy fried chicken. You would know about those places. A lot of states don't have it. And me and a friend were walking, and we stopped, and I think it was either called Kennedy or Crown. And we stopped in, got an ice cream. I got me a cone, because they were selling ice cream. I got me a cone, and I got me some fries. You could do vanilla. Tastes good with vanilla. I think I had cookies and cream, and they even taste good with the cookies and cream. Yep. I know some of y'all saying, yo, that sound weird. Trust me, make some fries at home. Get you some nice brand of fries. Make you some fries. Get you a nice brand. Some good ice cream. And if you're a salty sweet person, you will like it. Yep, if you're a salty sweet person, you will like it. Yep. I'm not that person that will put food combos together that you be like, they don't go together. But then when you have it together, you be like, oh, this shit is good. You be like, oh, this is good. Like, I eat tuna fish, and everybody, you know, that eats tuna fish, you know, you eat it the normal way with mayonnaise, mustard, relish. You know, if you want to put an egg in it, you put an egg in it. Me, that's if I have this item, I'll put it in there. If I don't have it, like, eat my tuna fish with bacon in it. I will cook me up some bacon, get it nice and crispy, chop it up, and add it into my tuna fish. I don't, like, take the strips and put it on top when I'm making the sandwich. No, I actually mix it inside the tuna fish. But if you're not a tuna lover like that, you're not going to put bacon inside of it. I've done it where I put bacon, I boiled some eggs, put eggs, bacon. I've done tuna where I put, like, if you see, like, when you're in the supermarket and you go into the deli section where the salads are, and you see, like, macaroni salad, and it may have, like, chopped up tomato in it. I've done that, put chopped up tomato in my tuna and chopped up cucumber. When I do my avocado toast, I do chopped up tomato, chopped up cucumber, and whatever seed. And I would do an egg on top. I've done it where I've boiled some eggs and chopped up the boiled eggs and added in. I've done bacon. I've done turkey bacon. What else? And, you know, I'm that person who will combo together. Like, these two don't go, like, they normally don't go together, but it's like, these normally don't go together, but I'm gonna put these two together. Yeah. Because then, almost the end of the first hour. Let me get back into this. Wow. Okay, here's another a good one. Says, meet Miss Milwaukee 2022 Jada Davis, the first Black woman in history to hold the title. Jada Davis, a 23-year-old law school student, was crowned the new Miss Milwaukee 2022 on Saturday, March 19th. This title marks the first time in history a Black woman has assumed the crown, Fox 6 News reports. The first ever virtual Miss Milwaukee competition bestowed Davis with the title and the top talent award among 8 other candidates among receipts. Hold on 1 second. About to pop up. Among receipts. Upon receipt of the crown, she earns a $700 scholarship as well as an additional $100 scholarship of winning the talent portion. Okay. She won the talent portion. Well, girl. As for the news outlet, Davis graced the event with a contemporary fusion dance piece to the spoken word poem, Dear Black Girl by Candace Nichols. During her year of service as Miss Milwaukee, Davis will make appearances throughout the community and promote her personal social impact initiative, but one with being confident, which is focused on being, which focused on building self-confidence and positive body image among youth. Miss Wisconsin organization said in a statement to CNJ4 News, continuing her work to bridge the gap between generations to create a space for people to share their own confidence building experiences. Beyond her responsibilities at the Crown, Davis is a magna cum laude graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Green University Law School to pursue her Juris Doctorate. She names herself as the dancing lawyer, intended to demonstrate how the arts and education are meant to fit seamlessly while practicing and as an entertainment lawyer. As a Milwaukee resident, Davis is actively involved within the community as a law clerk and former dance instructor for the Boys and Girls Clubs. She has also volunteered for many organizations, including the Milwaukee Justice Center, Marquette Volunteer Law Clinic, YWCA, Black Youth Alliance, and Unity Gospel House of Prayer. As for the next, Davis will advance to the Miss Wisconsin competition in Okanoke, in Oshkosh in June, a state preliminary to the Miss America competition. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Jada. Not too many of these type of competition. It is chilly in this studio, I tell you. It is chilly. And I hate that when it gets chilly in here. It puts me in the cold drive starts putting me to sleep. And I don't want to fall asleep while I'm on it. I'm already starting to yawn. So that's not a good sign. But, yeah. Yeah, so congratulations to her. If she makes it to the Miss America pageant, I hope she win that as well. Yep. I might end the show a little early because I feel it hitting me. Yep, because it's making me yawn, and when I keep yawning, I already know that I'm getting tired. Let's see. Chester to receive star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame and wishes he studied more after receiving his big break. Ooh, this is something to talk about. Congrats to Morris Chester getting his Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. But I'm going to talk about Wendy Williams right now. It says, Wendy Williams' ex-husband speaks out. Kevin Hunter says host needed 2 blood transfusions, accused management of putting her in life and death situation. Wendy Williams' ex-husband Kevin Hunter Sr. is back in the headlines again, and the former Wendy Show executive producer is making bold claims about the media icon's management team and recent health battle. Kevin Hunter Sr. takes accountability for affair leading to divorce on Wendy Williams and confession. On March 22nd, Hunter took to Instagram Live to clear the air about a few narratives that he believed were being spun by media sites. I want to first and foremost say I truly respect all I was able to experience with my ex-wife and what we were able to accomplish. He began his lengthy confessional, what she has clearly accomplished on her own and her own merit, and what we were able to accomplish together, until continued. The 49-year-old who shares a son named Kevin Jr., Hunter Jr., with the Hot Topics creator, then briefly addressed his marital split from from Williams. The former Hot 97 radio host jumped the broom with Hunter in 1997, but later filed for divorce in 2019 after he and his mistress turned fiance, Sharina Hudson, welcomed their daughter together. And I don't think Wendy was upset about the affair. I think what made her say yes to the divorce is the fact that he got his mistress pregnant. Because he knows the fertility, and that's what hurts, because he know all the fertility issues that Wendy went through when they were together until she finally had their son, and then to go and cheat on her with another woman and pow, bang, she's pregnant. And then had your baby, a daughter at that. And I think one of Wendy's miscarriages that she had was a girl. Because let me tell you something. When you're in love with someone and you want to give them children, and because of your health problems, you know, it might be underlying health problems you don't know about, that's stopping you from having children, and or it could be him, it could be his sperm not working right or whatever, but still and all, you try to get that man you love children, and it, I don't know if it was part of a movie scene or part of a movie storyline, but I'm going to get back to Wendy, but the guy left his woman, I think she was his wife, left his wife because she couldn't bear him any children. And you know how they say, oh, there could be something wrong, that something wrong with you, that's why you're not able to conceive. And it's always the blame about that is put on the wife. Right? And the blame is always put on the wife. And the husband has snuck around because he couldn't get what she wanted from her, a baby. So he snuck around on her and wound up having a baby with somebody else. And then when they finally, and what's crazy, when they finally found out what the problem was, the wife wasn't the problem. It was him all along. Because what's crazy is, I think after they, separated from each other, she wound up meeting someone and having a baby with them. And then, it gets me to thinking, what if God is stopping you? What if this is God's way of stopping you from having children with the wrong man? Just like we say, fellas, be careful out there because you don't want to have a child with the wrong person. Look how many men you see go back and forth with the mother of their child. And they always say, I can't stand her. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Let's get back into the story with Wendy. So it says the 49 inches. I can't take it. Okay. When it comes to my personal life of what the public has been able to see in real time, I take full accountability for my actions and saying how I have hurt a lot of people. Hunter admitted to viewers I did hurt somebody, but that I wish her nothing but the best in wellness and support, he added. Kevin Sr. claimed Wendy Williams' team put her health at risk. Later in the candid chat, Hunter revealed some startling details about Williams' ongoing health battle. The producer alleged that the star's management team put in a life-or-death situation after allegedly refusing medical officials access to the star's apartment as she was experiencing health care. Hunter claimed that the asked Wendy author asked to receive 2 blood transfusions, although he did not disclose why. The team denied the 57-year-old talk show host medical coverage and care, Hunter claimed. If it wasn't for my son and myself stepping in, that's it, he recalled of Williams' dire diagnosis, adding that his son had no choice but to call 911 or Williams' crew in order for first response to come in and check on his mother. They are responsible for almost seeing her life come to an end, Hunter said. The accusation came as a shock to fans, considering Wendy's health appears to be on the mend. And last week, the famous gossip was declared that she would be back, bigger and brighter, than ever to host the show soon. On Tuesday, the producer also shared further info about his pending lawsuit against the production company behind the Wendy Williams show. He is suing Debmar Mercury for wrongful termination. As Boston Pictures reported, Hunter is suing Debmar Mercury for wrongful termination, arguing that the company terminated his position with the famous daytime talk show following his divorce from Williams, and according to his legal documents, that's barred by the New York City Human Rights Law. During his interview live, the father of two said that he felt his position was stripped from him because of who he chose to be with. According to his Insta Live confession, people from Wendy's team tried to discredit his success after he was ousted from the show. Hunter, who served as an executive producer of the long-running series from 2007 to 2019, claimed the swift move caused him to suffer a huge economic loss. Now that he's seeking less than $7 million in return for his hardship and punitive damages, lost wages, commissions, and he wants the company to pay for the cost of the proceedings, including legal fees. The famous show creator also condemned that my mother for moving on with Sherry without letting Wendy fully recover. Yikes, this is a lot to unpack. What do you think about Kevin Hunter's confessional? Kev, I get it. Wendy wants to come back and finish out doing her talk show, but She didn't start her show herself. They had feelings start for her. This season has been nothing but feelings and Sherry Shepherd. You understand what I'm saying? And they had to do what they had to do. And it's like, oh, she's coming back this day. Oh, we're going to push it back. The same company, and this is crazy, y'all, the same company that the Wendy Williams show was doing the Cannon show, and they canceled their show after 6 months. talking about the ratings was low. Because of the ratings was low. It's a new, people are tuned in. People, I like Nick's show, you know what I'm saying? And then they said, but the rumor was that they can't do his show so they can put Jennifer Hudson in his place. Because she's supposed to be coming out with a talk show. I think they dumb for canceling. I don't think Fox, the company that Nick was doing the talk show with, they didn't cancel Nick. Fox did. You understand what I'm saying? Fox did. I don't think they canceled Nick. Fox did. Even though Nick does The Masked Singer and brings high ratings with The Masked Singer for Fox, but the talk show was a different avenue. You understand what I'm saying? A talk show is a different avenue. And I think they was expecting Nick to have Wendy Williams numbers when it comes to talk show. They even canceled The Real. Because, and not to say I didn't like The Real, but I think because once they got rid of Tamar, the people who understood, like, Tamar, though, once she was gone, they were gone. Right? It's just Jeannie, Lottie, Adrian, and Garcelle. And what's crazy is they brought Garcelle in to make her the, because if Tamara would have stayed, Garcelle would have been the fifth Beatle. As, you know, that's, and that type of terminology. If Tamara would have stayed, Garcelle would have been the first, would have been the fifth Beatle. She would have been taking, even though they had Amanda Seals take Tamar's spot, and Amanda Seals was like, nah, they're not letting me really be myself, so now I'm not going to come back. And then Tamara was like, she's not coming back. Because she's like, I spend more time, you know, doing the show than I do with my own family. And I understand that. Yep, Maury got canceled. Maury's show, after 30 years of doing the Maury Povich show, he got canceled. And I'm sure Maury don't care. He loved doing it, but I don't think he cared that he got canceled. He did it for 30 years. Cause they I don't know where they used to tape, but they moved from where he used to tape right to Connecticut. So you want to be part of the show, you got to go to Connecticut just to be a part of the day. Yep. But if Nick do talk show again, he could do the same type of talk show. He could still do it. He ain't gotta do it. He ain't gotta broadcast Fox. See, this is what y'all need to understand. If you're the person who gets the show on whatever network on the side to cancel it, move it to the network. That's all you gotta do is move it to another, even if you have to do it. Why even if you have to do it going live through YouTube? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, y'all. So, Shari's supposed to be taking Wendy's time slot. And if it's true that Jennifer Hudson's getting her own show, then she's going to take Nick's time slot. I knew something was up when at 11, The Real wasn't coming on. And Dr. Oz didn't get canceled. Is that they stopped his show because he's running for political office. He can't do both. So they stopped his, they didn't cancel it. They stopped it. And then in his time slot, his daughter's show, because remember, they would do the segment called The Dish every Wednesday on the Dr. Oz show. So now they actually made it an actual talk show. And she took her dad's spot. Yep, so in the fall, you're going to have Sherry, then you're going to have Jennifer, and then you're going to have The Dish. Nobody's watching talk they used to. Nobody's watching talk shows like they used to. So I can see why a lot of talk shows would have low ratings. I can see why a lot of talk shows have low ratings. Yep, so. No, I'm yawning again. Oh, this is annoying me. But, the next show I have for y'all is The Indie Experience. You know, the best in indie music. And, I'm going to call it a night. I feel like I'm about to fall asleep. That's what I feel like. I'm about to fall asleep. So, as you know, hey, everybody, I joined again. Shoot, as soon as I get ready to talk, then you don't want to come out. So, as you know, Rolling Starter and Black Gold Forever Foundation has the Stop the Violence initiative going on. We got the t-shirt that says Ceasefire, My Life Matters. We're also putting together a mixtape. There's no deadline for the mixtape. It's going to be a 15-track mixtape mixed with all different genres, and all songs will be about stopping the violence. And if you want to participate, want to get your music on the mixtape, all you got to do is hit me up at rollthestarter2010@gmail.com with a biopic, the name of the song, your artist name, your name. Yep. I'm going to send that to Rolling Stone 2010. I can hear that call. Your song has to be in MP3 format. And it has to be a Stop the Violence song. I don't want no song off no mix off your CD you about to drop. I don't want your single. It has to be about stopping the violence. And all songs will be played on the station. And there's no deadline, so you can send it whenever. Because I know as an artist, you know you're working on a new album, or you're still working on your album. And that's why I said there's no deadline. Because and you get the t-shirt, you can go to rollthestartermerch.com. As well as the Black Oak Forever store, which is blakoke-forever.creator-spring.com. And you'll see it in St. C's Fire, My Life Matters. Any item, if you don't want to buy that item, any item you buy from the Black Oak Forever store helps the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Yep. It sure does. Hmm. Yep. And we just put up there the Black Oak Flower Foundation mug. We about to add another t-shirt. And this is for the women. It's a t-shirt and hoodie for the women to wear. And it's going to pay. I was made uniquely beautiful with black magic. That's what the shirt and the hoodies is going to say. I'm going to make sure that I make sure that the price to be reasonable for y'all. Because I'll let y'all know when the hoodie and shirts is up there for purchase. And that would be in the Book Forever store. That's part of our self-esteem initiative. Any, go to the Black Oak Forever store, any shirt you see that says hashtag saying, they're part of the initiatives we have. And that's part of our, you know, self-esteem initiative, because you got young girls out here, you know, being told they're not cute, they're ugly, so it brings down their self-esteem. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to boost up their confidence, you know, self-esteem and confidence. Yep. So that should be up here sometime tomorrow, because I was doing a census, because I was going to do the t-shirt and have it say I am uniquely beautiful, and then it hit me. I was like, what if I do I was made uniquely beautiful with Black Girl Magic? And I thought about that, and then I put it out there on social media to get, you know, and see which one people liked, and people were saying I was made uniquely beautiful with Black Girl Magic. So that's what's going to be on the hoodie and the t-shirt, and it's going to be in the colors of what's considered the colors of royalty, which is red, blue. So it might do. And the only other colors that will be in there will probably be white and black. That's it. But all the other colors will be like royalty colors. So, if you're any artist and you want your music played on this station, all you got to do is hit me up at 201-399-2014, or you can hit me up at rotastardom.net. That will tell you how to get your music played. If you miss any show about Rotastardom Radio, all you got to do is go to rockstarradio.com /rotastardom. What else? Or you could Google Rotastardom Radio, see the media platforms we are on, as well as you can go to Rotastardom Radio's Facebook page and listen to there. If you'd like to make a donation to the station, you could do so to help keep it going. You can go to paypal.me/Rotastardom. You can go to Cash App, put $ Rotastardom, Venmo at Rotastardom, zerorotastardom2010@gmail.com. Make sure in the memo section, or note section, whatever it is on the app, that you put donation so I know it's a donation. Yep. And the next promotion business show is April 20th. And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mark that on your calendar. And that's for you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, can call us at 347-202-318. That's 347-202-318. I will see you at the next show. I want to say peace, one love. Bye-bye now. I can't.